Deer Plugged In. You in on this? Toyota's versatile SUVs roll up their sleeves and take on tough jobs, dress up for a night out, or haul your family and friends with their spacious interiors. And they're available with some real sweet tech. Want a hybrid SUV? Oh yeah, they got those too. All with a slew of standard features so you won't break the bank. Get the juice at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, rugby fans. Welcome to episode 190 of the DMVR Rugby Podcast. My name is Colton Strickler. Got a quick show for everybody today, but a good show nevertheless. Not a lot going on around here. Just gearing up for Rugby Town Sevens, which takes place next weekend, August 25th through the 27th. You can buy your tickets at rugbytownusa.com if you haven't yet. 11th anniversary, shaping up to be the biggest and best one yet. Looking forward to seeing you here if you haven't been before. It's the best place to come and learn rugby, watch rugby if you never have. Sevens, super fast pace, really fun, and you'll have a good time. We're going to go ahead and jump right into the interview portion of the show. And today's interview with Jim Reed of Guerrilla Rugby is brought to you by the United States Coast Guard. Coast Guard will be competing at Rugby Town Sevens, actually, so more of an incentive to come check them out. In the Coast Guard, you can pursue your dreams while earning excellent benefits. You can learn valuable leadership and management skills, provides education assistance, free medical, dental, and eye care coverage. You'll earn a competitive salary, world-class training and experiences. You get 30 days of paid vacation annually, and there's allowances for housing, dining, and clothing, etc. To learn more, contact your local recruiter or apply now at gocoastguard.com. All right, like I said, today's interview with Jim Reed of Guerrilla Rugby. Guerrilla Rugby's been competing. This will be their third Rugby Town 7, so popped up within the last few years. They've been fun to watch. The results haven't always gone their way, but they always play a competitive style of rugby. It's been fun to watch them grow year over year. They're gearing up for a big showing in 2023. So turning into one of the mainstays of Rugby Town 7s, wanted to take some time and talk to some people I don't usually get to talk to, and it was a pleasure to talking to Jim Reed. So with that introduction, let's go ahead and kick to my conversation with Jim Reed of Guerrilla Rugby. All right, pleased to welcome on the show, very special guest. We have Jim Reed, operations guy for Guerrilla Rugby, taking part in the 2023 Rugby Town Sevens. Jim, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Glad to be here.
Yeah, thanks so much for taking the time to chat with me. It's right around the corner, and I just want to learn a little bit more about Guerrilla Rugby. So a little fun fact about me, Jim, is I've been around Infinity Park for a while. I played high school rugby here. I freelanced here, and I do the podcast, cover the teams and all that stuff. So I think I've only missed one Rugby Town Sevens tournament. So I know Guerrilla Rugby's had a presence the last couple of years, but I just want to learn a little bit more about Guerrilla Rugby. So how to get started? Is it a Sevens-only program? You know, where are you guys out of? Just please fill me in on the background of Guerrilla Rugby.
Yeah, sure. Well, Mickey Patterson and I, we had kids that were playing in the youth levels, and we found that there was in North Texas, there was a little bit of a vacancy for upper level elite play. And so with some Boswell guys, Boswell High School being one of the local high schools here, we had about eight guys and we decided to roll out to Las Vegas and do an invitational tournament out there. And I think that's really where Gorilla Rugby started. Mm-hmm. That was our first run as a Gorilla team. And then we just started to seek out high-level tournaments and try to get some of our North Texas kids into some elite competitions so they could really grow the sport here in North Texas. That was in 2018. And since then, we've really kind of developed and grown. In fact, the last Tropicals, we've had 5 teams enter, different age groups, and both men and women.
Very nice. Is it a sevens only program? You guys dabble in 15s also?
No, we focus mostly on sevens. We've entertained the idea of doing some 15 stuff. Obviously, the logistics behind that are a lot bigger to do the 15s, just with the sheer number of athletes that we need and the travel costs. And we just haven't broken into that, trying to stay focused on growing the sevens programs.
Yeah, no, that makes total sense. And then the name. How did you come up with the name? I love the name. Gorillas are awesome. That's like one of the coolest animals. How'd you come up with that?
Well, I think I'm going to give the credit to our coach, Mickey Patterson, for that name. He's a bit of a gorilla himself, but it's just it was kind of a testament to the type of character that we try to instill into our players. Protect the troop, but be strong in doing so. And there's just a mutual respect, but also we'll open a can on you if we have to. You know, kind of encompasses all of that.
I love that. That's good. Yeah, because when I first saw, you know, Gorilla Rugby listed, I was like, this has got to be one of my teams because I love gorillas. Another good thing you got going for is your kit. You always come out with some fun kit. What's kind of the story behind that? Is that something you guys like try to do, is just have the funnest, like craziest kit at your tournaments?
Well, both Mickey and I, we kind of came from the rugby background where, you know, like just standing out was kind of an important part of it. And so, you know, we liked wearing the bright colors and being seen. It's two things. One, it holds you accountable, because if you're going to go out there with a kit that's as bright as the ones we're at, you're going to get noticed. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you don't want to get noticed. So it really encourages us to play well, because we're going to be the ones noticed whether we play well or play bad. It's going to get reported back, because you got those guys in the crazy uniforms. So we definitely strive to look good out there, and figure if you can't play good, you can at least look good. But that was really it, just to get noticed.
Yeah, that makes sense, and it works. Pink is one of your colors. You just told me your nickname was Pinky. Does that have anything to do with that? Can you kind of explain how you got that nickname?
Yeah, it doesn't. they are not correlated. I was playing rugby in Japan. And, was affectionately called Pinky by one of the local nationals that I played with. And it just kind of stuck, big 260 pounds, 6'4" guy out there being called Pinky by a lot of Japanese nationals was comical. And so what I did is, as I traveled the globe playing rugby, it seemed like every time my plane landed, there was somebody yelling Pinky when I got off, and it just stuck.
Yeah.
And it has really nothing to do with like the gorilla colors. However, it definitely encouraged my choice of attire in most of those tournaments.
Yeah, that's good. It's like a happy like coincidence. And that's good. You don't get to pick your own nickname. That's like a nickname that's bestowed upon you, and that's good. That's a good story. I like that. That's a good nickname story. So Gorilla is getting set. Correct me if I'm wrong. This will be the third tournament, right? 2023 will be the third time that Gorilla is here.
That's correct.
Nice. So I went back through the last couple of years of results. Looks like in 2021, you guys went 2-3. You had one loss by one score. Last year, 1-4. 2 losses by one score. What's kind of the expectations as you get ready for this tournament next weekend?
Well, our main goal is to get through the first match. We are unfortunately, or fortunately, because they're a great group of guys, but we're going to be hitting, you know, the defending champions right out the gate.
Yeah.
And so our goal really is to go there, respect the sport, respect ourselves. But I wouldn't lie if we're not saying we had our eyes on the prize. We would love to be in the cup final. We do also understand the competition at Rugby Town is absolutely amongst the best in the world. And so we're going to temper those. But I mean, I will be absolutely ecstatic if we make it out of pool play into the cup.
Yeah. I know. I always feel weird asking that, because I don't expect anything. Like, I would assume if you're coming, you want to try to win. But, you know, it is a tough tournament. You just said it. And as this being your third one, you know, you have a little bit of a taste of what it's like now. And I looked at your schedule, you know, maybe from a couple of years ago, and it looks like you guys travel around a little bit. You play in your fair share of tournaments. What kind of makes Rugby Town different from the other tournaments that you guys play in?
Oh man, that's maybe a longer podcast, because there is a lot that really differentiates Rugby Town. And the first and foremost, and it's most obvious to anybody even watching, is just the level of play. Our first year, we kind of run with what we brung, right? So it was the same team that we had in the summer sevens, and we just brought them out there. And then we realized that, like, we really need to augment those players and that team. And so we started to reach out a little bit past North Texas in order to be more competitive. And now we've actually, in our third year, been able to kind of go back a little bit to our roots and have a lot more Texas guys than non. And so we're actually trying to stay with that regional feel. But with Rugby Town, the one thing you can't see from the streaming is the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's palatable. Like when you roll into Infinity Park, you can just feel that battle is about to take place and it's going to be epic. And it doesn't matter what team you're following, because they're all great. And I think that's the biggest difference. Whereas you enter into tournaments like, you know, Tropicals or NAIs or any of those other major tournaments, it's the same thing, but there's always those teams that are just now breaking into that level and it's a little bit lower competition. Rugby Town doesn't have that. Everybody's coming with all cylinders pumping.
Right. And I know one of the other things that I had Tim Stanfill on last week. He was a player of the tournament last year with the Jesters. And Dallin is a friend of the program, Dallin Stanford, of course. So I'll have him on next week. I'm out there walking around with him the week before. And he always talks about just like, this is such a unique blend of talent where, you know, it's not often you can go to another tournament and play legitimately against like someone that competed in the Olympics and then someone, you know, that's moving up through the ranks. You can, you know, the USA U23s or whatever. Do you see that blend of, you know, just talent and an opportunity to, you know, test yourself against the best of the best, like anywhere else?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you're not testing yourself against the highest competition that they're going to allow you to play, you're not competing, in my opinion. So any competitor is going to want to test their mettle against the best of the best. And I think that's what Rugby Town does, is it brings those young stars. I mean, like our team historically has been one of the youngest out there. Mm-hmm. In fact, over the last couple of years, I think we're competing with the U23 teams as far as like the youngest average age. And so like just being able to see an 18, 19 year old that just graduated from our high school program to go out there and compete against, you know, some like Tim, you know, some of the best in the world, you really get to know what the level of expectation is going to be in the oncoming years, and seeing those players develop from the U23 side or from our own side and going on to play in the PR7s or even on the national teams and in the MLR. I think that's really why we do it as far as Gorilla Rugby, because that's where our focus is to take those players from a club side and show them the pathway to get to the highest level they can achieve. And Rugby Town is definitely a great tool for that.
That's an interesting fact that you just threw out, because again, looking at your results from last year, so 14-12 loss to Nav Sevens, who won the national championship a week before they came. You beat Barbados, which we could realistically say is like the best of the best from Barbados. And then a 28-17 loss to Germany. That you're literally playing like countries like and just like the best that these countries have to offer, that you have to feel proud of like the effort and the results that you got. I know, you know, it was only one win, but I would like to think you probably feel proud of your team putting up that type of effort against these sides that you are facing with such a young team.
Oh, absolutely. Proud in the kids that we're going, because we are a fairly young program in comparison to most of our competitors. You know, this really competing in Rugby Town, this will be our third year. And so we, and this is Mickey and I, weren't even ready to recruit those top names. And so we kind of have gone with the young kids that have come up through our program with a few additions, but to see them get out there and have never played at that level, to just give them everything that they've got in the tank, right? Yeah. Like, and just play as a team. And seven Pistons all firing together. There, if you look at our roster, we very rarely have one of the big names in the game.
Right.
And that's because, and that's a testament to how young our team is. We don't have that recruiting pool that some of them do. But to see these guys, the raw talent, and just rise to the occasion, I think that every time we were out there and we're watching that Nav game or even the Germany game, which was a last-minute try to take us from – to take over the lead, love the competition, but just love to see that those guys were just digging. And that 14 brutal minutes that they spend playing well above themselves, I mean, who couldn't love that?
Yeah, definitely. That'll be a cool thing to watch this year. And I know you've talked about a couple of, like, how young your players have been in the past years. I wanted to ask you a little bit about your players and if you had a couple that, you know, we should keep our eye on when things get rolling here next weekend.
Well, and obviously, you know, our captain, Evan Conlon, he came up through our program and went to Lindenwood. And then now, you know, obviously he's done some time with the PR7s this year and then drafted to the rugby ATL. He's definitely somebody to watch because he's hungry and definitely wants to make his mark on the rugby world. And Jason Tidwell, he actually was one of the original gorillas. Came up through our program through middle school and high school and now is playing with the Jackals. And, you know, like, so those are the guys that, like, just came from our program and have really been able to show that anybody that gives it the heart that they do can really get to that level. I'd be watching them and I'd be remiss. I mean, we got 14 guys on our roster and every single one of them has the potential to blow out a tournament. And I don't want to leave them unmentioned, but I mean, we have what I think is worth watching because any one of those guys that you don't know today, you might know by the end of next weekend.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. I know I always feel a little bit weird asking that question too, because especially to you know, a coach or administrator, because they're on your team for a reason, right? So there's good things in all of them. Jim, what are the kind of the next, you know, couple days look like for you leading into next week? When do you guys get into town and what's that look like as you get prepped for this?
Yeah, so we're going to hit the ground on Sunday evening, and we've got a pretty full schedule. We're going to be scrimmaging several of our the people that are not in our pool. I believe on Monday we've got one of the service teams we're going to be scrimmaged against, and then Wednesday I think we actually have two scrimmages against other pool teams. But we try basically Sunday night is when we're all going to be arriving. We'll set everybody down. We'll kind of give them the rundown. We have a lot of new faces at Rugby Town this year, but we also have a lot of returnees from last year and the year before. And so hopefully those guys will start to mingle and the guys that were here last year and the year before bleeding into the new guys as to what Rugby Town really means, because it is the North American showcase for sevens rugby, I really believe. And, you know, just kind of getting them into that mindset and then just every morning, wake up, kick ass, go to bed, and do it again the next day, rinse and repeat.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome, Jim. I can't wait. I don't know about you. I'm ready to go. It's been on the calendar for me for a while. It's what I look forward to every year. Kind of signals the end of summer, and that's okay. But can't wait. Looking forward to watching you guys compete next weekend. Really appreciate the time.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir.
All right. I hope everyone enjoyed that conversation with Jim Reed of Gorilla Rugby. You can catch them at the Rugby Town Sevens next weekend. Jumped the gun a little bit. A week from when you're listening to this podcast, they will have probably already played one or two matches. So come check them out. Get your tickets now at rugbytownusa.com. They're just $10. Kids 12 and under are free. And if you're not around, you want to watch a tournament anyway, you can stream the tournament live. There will be a streaming link live on rugbytownusa.com as well. So tune in. It should be a fun weekend of rugby, and that's kind of where my focus will be. You got a couple of big shows coming next week. Got an interview scheduled for tomorrow, and then we'll have a bunch lined up for next week when the team start arriving. So get ready for some more Rugby Town Sevens content. And you can keep up with all the content we've got going on here at DNVR Rugby on Twitter, at DNVR_Rugby. I guess it's called X now, not Twitter any longer. But that does it for the show. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Hope you have a great day. Hope you had a great week. Hope you have a great weekend. And we'll catch you all back here next Friday for the 11th annual Rugby Town Sevens. Looking forward to the tournament. Looking forward to seeing you there. Thanks for listening.